Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's 8:40. I'm here in studio with Jerry Puglia. I mean, the spelling, was that an Ellis Island thing?
Actually, I think it was.
Yeah.
Going years back.
Did your family come from?
Originally, my grandfather came from Italy, and the name was Puglia, but people were calling him Puglia, P-U-G-L-I-A. So he changed it and made it so hard that you had to ask him, how do I pronounce that?
And so it's P-U-I-I-A?
P-U-I-I-A, Puglia.
Wow. Had some license challenges. Everyone thinks it's misspelled. Jerry's a big supporter of us here at WTIC with Between Rounds. And this time of year, it's like I used to do it with my kids, like football games. We're going to gather as a family in the living room. Families have their choice of, what foods they love to do. I'm psyched. We're doing our football picks today. And nice. I purposely have not really eaten.
Oh.
So what am I looking? I mean, it's like a big grinder, but it's not. Like, what do we got here?
Okay. There's a rumor there's a big game coming up. And my brother put this together. It is a giant party bagel sandwich in the shape of a bagel. So true to shape. We even put the laces in there.
That's true. It looks like a football.
It is. I mean, it's filled with over 3 pounds of meat and cheese. It's loaded with garlic chips. You could feed almost 20 people with this thing. It's amazing.
And is this the first time you've done something like this surrounding like the Super Bowl or the NFL playoffs?
We did it years ago, and we kind of got away with it. COVID kind of messed stuff up. But now it's back, and we think it's going to be
ahead. And it feeds how many?
You're going to get 20 slices out of this.
And so if people want to just – and again, like this would be the perfect compliment. I go buffalo chicken dip to start and bring this in like the first quarter. People have to pre-order, obviously. You can't – like you had a day before?
We would like to do this, especially if you're doing it for the big game. We'd like to get it the Wednesday before.
Okay.
It does take a few days because it is crafted by hand. Listen, as far as what you want in it, you can have any kind of meat and cheese in there, ham, roast beef, turkey. This one's ham, roast beef, and turkey. But if you like chicken salad, tuna, whatever you want.
You can do it all.
Absolutely. And wait till you try these garlic bagel chips. Oh, my God. Talk about your dip.
So how do you make – I mean, is that just you take the day olds and you slice them really thin? Or like how does – because how do you slice them all so thin?
I think you're going to see you have another opportunity here. Yes, it's exactly how you do it. We take the day-old bagels. We slice them thin. We cover them with a garlic butter type solution, bake them again, and they are amazing.
They look great.
They are great.
We're talking with Jerry Puglia. His son Chris is here in studio as well from Between Rounds, one of the best theme songs in radio. I mean, I honestly like – why did you write the tune?
No, actually the history behind that is there was a group, I don't want to name the group, but there was a group that was very popular back in the early, mid-80s, and they did that jingle for us.
I mean, it is like, in terms of like local media, there's all stuff that's like, you're like, well, this is so local, but like, that's a song that like, it stays in people's heads for a long, long time. How's business in general? How are things going? Because you have a bunch of stores, right?
We're doing well. We have a location in Vernon, Manchester, South Windsor, East Windsor, and we have one in Tolland.
Which one does the best?
I would say
they're all your children.
Chris. It's a toss-up between the Vernon and the South Windsor one. They're both very busy. But the Manchester one is owned by a franchisee of ours, AJ, And that store is doing great. He's experimenting with different coffees, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
Now, which one is the one that's sort of near a bunch of industrial sort of place? Is that South Windsor?
That's the one in South Windsor.
And why does that do so well? Because people come in on the way to work?
Is it's a drive-through. We have a drive-through there.
Yeah.
And that drive-through helps a lot.
You know, we're talking with Jerry Puglia from Between Rounds. He runs the business with his brother Joe, and he works with his son Chris. It's a family affair. In terms of like inflation stuff, I mean, you know, we've talked about egg prices. Like, does that? How do you manage? First question: is it as bad as when things spiked in the pandemic? Because I was shocked at how much they had actually gone back up. I had no real awareness until I heard the news story, and then I went to the market and I was like, wow, like the eggs are like, felt like it was like,
it's crazy, and it's
50%.
Even higher now than I think it's ever been. You know, just to give you an idea, where at one point we would buy a 30 dozen case of eggs for like $30-$40, they're now over $200. I mean, that's insane.
Breakfast sandwiches are your, I mean, mixed metaphors, bread and butter, you know, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I mean, how do you manage that? Do you have to raise prices?
We have to raise prices. And, you know, we're consumers too. So when we go out to eat, we pay those high prices. And when people come to us and say the prices are high, I feel for them. I know it.
Is there a tipping point with the consumer where they're like, do they notice to the point where like you see the sales go down if it gets a certain number?
We've been at this now for 35 years. Thank God we haven't seen a tipping point yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we try to balance the quality because we want to make sure that if anybody's going to complain, it would be about the price and not the quality.
Yeah.
We want you to come away with something that you feel was filling, tasted good, and just has a good overall value.
Jerry Puglia joining us from Between Rounds. Yeah, I mean, the cost, it's so hard to be in your business. I mean, how long have you been doing it?
We've been doing it for 35 years now.
And is this the most challenging environment you've had, or like was the early 90s tough? Was the pandemic tough?
This is tough, but this is also fun. We have now extended the Between Rounds bagel brand into grocery stores. So you can buy our bagels in all Big Y's, in ShopRite's, in the Highland Park Market, in Geisler Supermarket, in some Key Foods. And we're also in Price Chopper Market 32. So we're in almost 200 grocery stores with the branded Between Round bagels.
Would that be in the bakery section?
In the bakery section, yes. Yes.
I'm a terrible, I have no business experience at all. And I don't have, as I say many times in the show, we got about a minute. I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. How difficult is it to, like, you deal with perishable goods. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to manage, like, inventory? Is that, like, how do you figure that out?
Oh, when you start out, you throw away a lot of stuff.
So it really was trial and error?
It's trial and error. You slowly learn. I mean, at one point when we got started, we had all kinds of deli meats and cheeses, from mortadella to head cheese, all of these different disgusting types of things that are delicacies to people.
Yeah.
And then over time you learn, no, you got to carry the staples. You got to carry the stuff that you can move so that you don't throw it away. Because the more you throw away, the less profit there is.
Jerry Puglia from Between Rounds. Again, the bagel football grinder sub is, it looks awesome. And Christine Salt, Mark, and Matt and I are going to devour it when we tape our segment today. If you want to get in your pre-orders again, whether it's for this weekend set of games on Sunday, today is the most ideal day to get it in. If it's for the Super Bowl, try to do it the Wednesday before. It looks beautiful. We always enjoy eating your stuff, Jerry, and it's good to meet you too, Chris, and we wish you the best for the Super Bowl.
Excellent. And please go to our website, which is betweenroundsbagels.com, and you can get the information and the locations.
All right, Jerry Puglia with Between Rounds.